In life, there's a constant struggle between order and chaos. As human beings, we crave order and meaning in our lives in order to help us deal with the chaos and uncertainty we face on a day-to-day basis. In order to better help us deal with the realities of the world we live in, Jordan Peterson, professor of psychology at the University of Toronto, gives us his 12 rules for living. Join us for the next 12 minutes as we explore those rules and how you can apply them to achieve the life you've always dreamed of. Rule number one, stand up straight with your shoulders back. Peterson starts off the book by discussing lobsters and how the pecking order is determined at the bottom of the ocean. Basically, they determine the pecking order by fighting each other. Except, most of the fights are determined before any punches or claw slams are thrown. When the lobsters come face to face, they size each other up. Most of the time, it's clear who the more dominant lobster is. As Peterson describes it, they are easy to pick out of a lobster lineup. They are a cocky, strutting sort of shellfish, and they are much less likely to back down when challenged. Of course, this is a metaphor for how things work in the real world for us. If you walk around with a straight back and your shoulders back, other people will view that as a signal of confidence. People conveying confidence get treated differently than people who convey weakness. Slouched posture, shoulders slumped forward. It's a virtuous cycle, because the social reinforcement of being treated better will lead you to become more confident. So, stand up straight with your shoulders back. Rule number two, treat yourself like someone you are responsible for helping. As Peterson points out, most people are better at filling prescriptions for their dogs than themselves. I personally have a dog that is on two medications, one of which is for anxiety, and he gets treated as good or better than anybody else in my family. Why is it that we are willing to take better care of others, even animals, than we are ourselves? The only answer, Peterson says, is that we don't believe that we are worth helping. This is a mindset we must change if we want to get the most out of our lives. So take a look at your life and ask yourself some simple questions, starting with this one. What might my life look like if I were caring for myself properly? Then, make a promise to do those things for yourself, no matter what. Rule number three, make friends with people who want the best for you. This rule follows from the previous one. One of the best things you can do to help yourself is to make friends with people who want the best for you. You can't choose your family, but you can and should choose your friends. Here's a question that Peterson suggests we ask ourselves. If you have a friend whose friendship you wouldn't recommend to your sister, or your father, or your son, why would you have such a friend yourself? Instead, surround yourself with people who support you and want to see you succeed. You'll push each other to do more and better things with your lives, and you'll be there to remind each other to smarten up if you become cynical or you mistreat yourselves. In short, good friends will make you a better person, and because you want the best for yourself, from now on, you'll choose them carefully. Rule number four, compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today. This rule, like anything worth doing in life, falls into the bucket of easy to say but hard to do. Mass media has been giving us distorted views of what the best in every field looks like, standards of beauty, wealth, marriage, and so on, for decades. These days, we also need to contend with the constant stream of people posting only the best of their lives to their social media accounts, leaving us all with a distinct impression that it's hard or impossible to measure up. As Peterson points out, we are all unique individuals dealing with unique sets of circumstances in distinct stages of our lives. Because of that, there is no definitive bar that you need to compare yourself against. Instead, compare yourself to something that you have direct control over, where you are today compared to where you were yesterday. If you don't like what you see, make some changes. Today, not tomorrow. Rule number five, do not let your children do anything that makes you dislike them. Nobody likes to think of their children as doing things that make people dislike them. And getting a parent to admit, even temporarily, that they don't like their kids is almost impossible. But it's true that sometimes your children do things that would make other people dislike them. This is easy to prove. Think back to a time when somebody else's child was throwing a tantrum and you thought, I would never let my child act like that in public. Peterson gives us sound advice here. Talk to your partner about what you like and dislike about your children. Once you've clarified those things, make your children behave like you expect them to. You love your children, and if you're being honest, there are things that they do you dislike. If their actions have that kind of effect on you, imagine the effect they'll have on people who don't love them like you do. This exercise is ultimately doing your children a huge favor. Rule number 6. Set your house in perfect order before you criticize the world. When things go wrong in your life, take 100% accountability for the results. It's easy to blame your circumstances or other people for the bad things that happen to you. This principle has nothing to do with what is fair and just. This is a principle about what works. Get to work finding the things in your life that you know you should stop doing and stop doing them. Make peace with your estranged family member before you give other people relationship advice, and so forth. You can use your own standard of judgment here, and for heaven's sake, don't waste time questioning things that you know are wrong. Just stop doing them immediately. Keep on going until you have your house in perfect order, and then, and only then, turn your attention to criticizing the outside world. The point, obviously, is that it's more helpful to fix yourself than to try to fix other people or circumstances. A great side benefit is that it'll help you creating the right level of humility in your life. Rule